Episode of Naked Men Talking, a podcast exploring naturism and the power of getting your clothes off. I'm Gareth Johnson. On today's episode, we're joined by Damien from Bare Beach Boys. Based in northern Queensland, Damien is a naturist and content creator. Damien, welcome.
Thanks, Gareth. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, let's start at the beginning, I guess. How did you discover and start to explore your passion for naturism?
I'd have to say it's probably when I was young. My family was pretty open with nudity and not wearing clothes. Also, originally, I'm from Mackay in North Queensland, so it's hot. It's really, really hot. So
there's an incentive to get your clothes off, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The less you wear, the more comfortable you feel. Just hot and sweaty all the time. So, I grew up with my dad. My dad was naked around the house a lot. My older brother as well. We were comfortable with going out on the boat and stuff. If we had to get changed, we just got naked in front of each other. Just super, super comfortable with it. And I guess that's what really got into it when I started working overseas on cruise ships and stuff and meeting people going to nude beaches. That's when I discovered nude beaches when I was like 16, 17, working overseas. And that's where I sort of really, really got into it.
I guess that's interesting, isn't it? Because you were, experiencing naturism as part of your sort of everyday life without actually thinking about that as a concept almost. So when you started to see, oh, that is a nude beach where people go to get naked kind of thing. How did that feel, I guess? Did it sort of connect with you, think, oh, I actually really like this, or is this, oh, this is just normal, this is what people do?
No, I think it's like an element of excitement of like having other people to join you with it, like to have like friends that were like comfortable getting naked with you. And same like sort of like a whole community and like meeting other people that are happy to be naked and comfortable with being naked, like outdoors and also indoors as well.
And what was your relationship with your body like at this sort of time as you're sort of growing up? Was that something that you thought about in any way?
Yeah, I've always been pretty comfortable. I come from like a dancing and aerialist background. So my whole life I've been brought up being picked on about my body.
That's pretty intense, isn't it? In terms of, it can create a really sort of problematic relationship with your body, that kind of work.
Yeah, it can sort of go either way. I know a lot of people I've worked with that it has affected them badly, and they still sort of have body issues as they've gotten older. For me, it sort of went the other way. I tended to care less about what people think, especially when you're told so many different things. You're too big, you're too small, you're too short, you're too tall, I'm too brown. Like this is always something that's not right. So you sort of, after a while, you sort of come to a conclusion that you're right for some people and you're not right for some people. So you just got to sort of take it on the chin and go, well, someone's not happy with the way I look. Someone else will be happy with the way that I look. So lucky for me, I feel like I had that sort of concept about it, rather than going the other way and taking it personally all the time and like trying to physically change my body to make certain people happy.
Yeah, hard not to take it personal when they're literally talking about how you look. But you're right, it is a professional kind of thing. I'm not what they're looking for today, but I will be with, tomorrow maybe.
Yeah, exactly, for somebody else. Yeah, I might be too short for this job, and the next job they're looking for short people, or I might be too thin for this other job, but they're looking for thin people the next job. So you just sort of got to, like I said, take it on the chin and not take it too personally. It is hard. I've also had my ups and downs, but I think I'm still, like I said, I've just been sort of really comfortable with my body, no matter sort of how it looks like. And I fluctuate as well. Like some, I end up looking really good, then you get lazy and I put on a bit of weight, and I sort of try to let it get to me. So I just got to be comfortable within your body and who you are.
Yeah. Where are you at with your naturism these days? Like, I look at your social media and you're naked on a beach a lot, which looks amazing. But how you sort of, do you practice sort of social naturism at all? Or what sort of shape does your naturism take on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, a bit of everything. Like, I love being outdoors, which is why I moved up here to Airlie Beach for a whole bunch of reasons. But one is just being outdoors here and the weather is like always warm and there's beaches and there's islands and the swimming's amazing. If you're not getting eaten by a shark or a jellyfish. Lots of outdoor stuff. I have lots of actually a lot of nudists and naturalists who come visit me, especially ones that I've met over like on Twitter and Instagram, like through my account and stuff. So I love having people come visit, and I show them the new beaches around here as well.
Oh, are there nude beaches near you though? Like, because Queensland, not the most socially progressive part of the world, but and also Australia generally, there's not many actually official nude beaches. But is it just because there's no one else around you can get naked, or are there official nude beaches?
Yeah, really. So, like, I mean, I lived in Sydney for like 13, 14 years. So there's lots of official nude beaches there, which I used to hang out at. But you're right, Queensland, it's illegal to have nude beaches in Queensland.
Is it?
Yeah, it's totally legal. Like, they don't have them. So, well, like I said, it's a little bit like Sydney. So Sydney has like their legal ones, and then like the not legal ones where people just sort of naturally get nude out. Queensland's a little bit like that. We have ones where there's signs that, I mean, they're signs made by people who go to the beach that says nude beach on them. But legally they're not a nude beach. So if you did get caught, you'd get in trouble. But there's beaches that are generally out of the way. And like you just said earlier, some of the beaches here, they're massive. They're such huge beaches. You can get to sections where you're not going to come across anyone. So you're comfortable to get naked. You can swim naked. I even hike naked. Same thing. I've taken some mates as well. Like I said, mates and people that I've met on nude hikes around here as well. There's some great hiking you can do naked down the beaches and stuff. But yeah, it's all about just not getting caught.
That sounds amazing. No wonder you've got plenty of people wanting to come and visit you. It's such an incredible part of the world to live in.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. Like, as well as that, like I said, the scenery is stunning. You've got amazing islands, you've got amazing beaches, you've got amazing reefs you can go snorkeling on. Like it's even like the hikes and going to lookouts is beautiful. There's lots of pictures on my Instagram and Twitter, like from those lookouts and stuff. It's a beautiful place. And it's warm. Like, that's the big thing for someone who wants to be naked all the time. You don't want to be cold. You want to be warm.
I'm in London at the moment. Everyone is suicidal with the bad weather. It's just like been going on so long, so miserable, so grey. It's just like, oh, not again.
Yeah, I could imagine. We had 2 days of it, a little miserable. I could imagine like a little longer.
Now, you're creating content for your fan subscription channels. Was that an obvious move for you to sort of monetize your nakedness, monetize your intimacy in that way?
Yeah, a little bit. I used to do a little bit more one-on-one stuff when I was in Sydney. So Sydney obviously is a bigger city with a lot more people, a lot more of the gay community as well in Sydney. So I used to do a lot of like one-on-one stretch classes and stuff like that. So obviously moving up here, I knew it wasn't going to be a thing. It's not, I can't hire a studio or bring people back to my place and do like stretch classes. They just sort of don't. Was not a lot of them, or not enough to like make a business out of. So yeah, I progressed to doing it online through like OnlyFans and Just for Fans, just posting my stretch videos, some yoga videos, usually doing them outdoors as well, outdoors and indoors, a bit of partner stretching classes as well for like people who want to like it's for two things really. Like, it's obviously for a health reason. I think a lot of guys don't look after the body when it comes to stretching wise. They're very big at going to the gym and building muscle and stuff, and then sort of getting injuries. So I sort of focus on the main areas like hamstrings, lower back, hip flexors, the places where sort of guys will get really, really tight, and sort of like in the long term create injury and stuff. So it's sort of for that, as well as creating, especially for the partner, I'm creating like a bit of intimacy with your partner as well. Which obviously can lead on to other things or cannot. It's just sort of to create that sort of different energy or that different vibe while you're doing these stretch classes, as well as being healthy and looking after your body, sort of doing two birds with one stone.
And is there an, I guess, is there an element of exhibitionist kink in that for you as well? I mean, because you've got that sort of performance background anyway. Is there a part of you that sort of enjoys that, presenting yourself publicly in that way?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this. I mean, 'cause a lot of people ask me that sort of question, and I'm not sure. I feel like I guess there's some sort of that. I mean, I come from a career where my whole life I've spent people like looking at me, and standing in front of people. So I feel like I sort of got that out of my system. I think now, I mean, it might be like a tiny element of it, but I think now it is more about sort of like I said, just helping guys with their life and feeling better and feeling better with their bodies, a little bit more comfortable with their bodies as well. And like I said as well, sort of trying to prevent the whole injury thing. I think I've sort of based it more around that rather than being such an exhibitionist anymore. I think I'm sort of past that now.
Got the
Got it out of my system. It was, yeah, it
validation.
was a good 30 odd years of like being on stage in front of people. So, and being naked on stage as well. Like I've done the whole nude on stage. I've done, the
Oh,
naked
talk
clay
about that a bit
modelings.
more. How did you do the naked on stage stuff? What was that like?
It was actually, I'll be honest, like the first two times was probably, it was super, super daunting. I think again, for coming from someone who says he's very, very comfortable about his body and being in front of people, again, and throwing yourself naked on stage in front of a few hundred people, sort of a different story.
What sort of performance was it?
There's been a few different ones. So the main one I did was like a cabaret show. So it was a mixture of dance and aerial stuff. It was like a sort of a, I guess it's sort of like an all guys burlesque show.
Oh, nice.
So that was one of the main ones. I've done things a little bit more arty where it's been a little bit more contemporary based. So it's like contemporary dance and the nudity is sort of like part of the piece rather than when it's a cabaret show. It's like the little bit extra, which people are coming to see the nudity rather
Yeah,
than being
the
just,
burlesque sort of it all almost, yeah.
exactly. Rather than sort of just being part of the performance. So, but yeah, like I said, the first few times are daunting, and I have to admit, like when you go into like we've done ones where it's just more orange, like a male crowd, like a gay crowd as well. That's sort of one that you find like the most daunting because like I think sometimes the gay community can be the most judgmental community sometimes. So, but after the second or third time, you sort of learn to let it go, and you sort of realize that a lot of them, when they're coming to see those shows, they actually aren't judging. They are coming to watch a show, and yeah, they love seeing your work and love seeing what you do. So, but it took a couple of goes to sort of wrap my mind around that and be comfortable with it.
Yeah, but that's interesting to think of being more nervous about the gay crowd somehow. Like, and I get the kind of judgmental stuff almost, but yeah, is it because the energy's different in the room or somehow, like, I don't know, or the appreciation of the body is different? I can't quite figure that out somehow.
Yeah, I think it might be. I think you got it with the appreciation of the body thing. I felt like I've done ones as well with like I said, other cabaret shows, especially like Oxford Street and Sydney and stuff, where it's a little bit more sometimes a bit more of a straight vibe or a lot more like a few hens parties and stuff. And you sort of know when you walk out with into a room full of ladies at a hens party that they're gonna love you almost no matter
I've
what.
got
You know what I
this
mean?
is going
You're
to be fine.
They're going to start screaming and cheering and they're so excited for like the towel to drop or when you sort of show a bum cheek or sort of lead up to it. But yeah, like I said, when it comes to like sort of more the gay community, you don't, when you walk out, you sort of don't have that energy, like you don't have that excitement behind it. By the end of it, you do. Like I said, they'll be cheering and they'll be screaming and they'll be encouraging you, but yeah, it sort of doesn't start that way. So you sort of got to work your way up to it and just realize that it is a different energy and a different crowd, a different sort of people. Not in a bad way. It's just different.
What are some of your bucket list aspirations in terms of naturism? You mentioned that you're planning a sort of a clothes-free or clothing optional experience with you somewhere there. What's that about?
Yeah, so I guess that would be my bucket list. So I'm not really a bucket list person. The sort of person when I think about something I want to do, I sort of just go and do it. I don't sort of
It's
like
already
make a
done.
list
I've
of,
ticked that off. Yeah.
I get excited about it and go, that's what I want to do. And that's what sort of led me here, to be honest. I don't want to give too much away because it's a bit of a secret. But yeah, one day I was in Sydney and I just thought I want to mix. I mean, I love being naked. I love being nude. I have a few other passions. I sort of wanted to mix them together and create like a sort of like a clothing optional experience for men up here. So yeah, I sort of packed up and moved up here. I'm in the process of doing that now. So
Oh, so the idea about the clothing optional experience really triggered the move.
yeah, totally. That's the main reason why that's pretty much the main reason why I moved. Let's say I was literally performing up until mid last year and then just sort of stopped it all and was like, that's it. I'm moving. I'm going to try this new experience. I'm going to try this new lifestyle. And something sort of you can do up here. You can't do it in you can't do it in Sydney or Melbourne or some of the big cities, which is unfortunate. But the environment up here is like perfect for it. So
And can you explain a little bit about what that experience might involve, or is still under wraps?
yeah, a little bit. I'll explain as much as I can. But yeah, it's gonna involve like a bit of everything. Like involve the beaches here, the islands here, hiking, snorkeling, and being able to do it all naked with a bunch of guys that you sort of just met.
Amazing.
And I'm sort of in a collaboration at the moment with Luke from Man Body Work. I'm not sure if you heard of him. He does like these amazing workshops on the Gold Coast, like they're all male retreats. So yoga, meditation, doing massage courses. They also do like a bit of rope tying and stuff as well. So
Ah, nice.
yeah, he's actually gonna head up here and do like a bit of a collaboration. Same thing, try and get some of the gay new community, moving them from, not moving them, but bringing them from like Sydney and Melbourne up to here during the winter down there, and come hang out and be warm and be naked and hang around with some cool people and see some islands, see some beaches.
It sells itself. Like, that just sounds amazing. You don't like that. You don't need to market that, do you? That's just self-evidently great.
And the good thing is like all year round as well. Like I said, especially that's what I'm trying to get, like I started trying to get it running just before winter. So yeah, everyone can sort of move up from Sydney, Melbourne, and from overseas eventually as well. I'm sort of trying to hit the overseas market and try and get them coming. Because a lot of people overseas haven't heard of Whitsunday Islands or Airlie Beach. It's pretty crazy. It's such a beautiful part of the world. And a lot of people, even from Australia, I've noticed as well, that when you mention Whitsunday Islands or Airlie Beach, the next question is, where's that?
That's crazy to me because it's just such, like, it's quintessentially the best bit of Australia, I think. It's amazing.
Exactly. I say, and you have everything. You've got everything here, whether you're into the rivers, or you're into hiking, or you're into beaches, you're into islands, snorkeling. Like you can do it all here. It has it all.
How have you found that move from Sydney up north? Did it help that you sort of grew up where you grew up, kind of thing? Because, but it is still like a at this point of your life, a major shift to go from a city like Sydney to somewhere a bit quieter.
Yeah, it's a huge shift. 'Cause yeah, I did like so Mackay is like just 2 hours south of here, like by car. But I moved from Mackay when I was 17. I moved to Melbourne for the Australian Ballet. And then from there it was overseas. So I've lived in big cities, like I've lived in Barcelona, I've lived in London, I've lived in LA, I've lived in Miami, like all these big massive cities, and then living in Sydney for about 13, 14 years. And then yeah, coming to here, it's just not a city at all. It's not like a city vibe. But at the moment, I'm loving it. I love the relaxed feeling. There's a few things like, things close early, like supermarkets are shut at 6 p.m. If you want to buy something, you've got to order it and wait for like a month or 2 months. So things like that can be a bit frustrating. But yeah, the energy here is so relaxed. It's so laid back. It definitely doesn't have that Sydney energy behind it. And it's nice that you have like a lot of people passing through. Like it's obviously a tourist destination. So you meet so many different people, both from Australia and from overseas, like lots of Europeans, lots of South Americans, all passing through. So you do get to meet a lot of cool people, a lot of different people. And they sort of have that holiday energy about them. So I feel like sometimes in Sydney, you don't get that opportunity to meet people. Everyone's so caught up with working and trying to earn money or being in their little group or stuff like that. You don't have an opportunity to really get to know these people and hang out with these people in one-on-one. Whereas in Airlie Beach here, you get that. You can go hang on a beach all day and just chill out and make cool conversation and
It's such a good point, though, because people are just naturally much more open when they're on holiday, on vacation, kind of thing, aren't they? It's just like it's a different mindset, you're different headspace, and yeah, you're right, different conversations.
Exactly. And so they're way more relaxed. They don't have like an agenda that they have to stick to. I mean, they can have a whole day, we've got nothing to do, and you'll be like, well, let's do this, let's do that, I can show you this, I can show you that. And yeah, you can make a whole day out of it, a day or two even. It's definitely a different mentality.
I guess my final question is, if someone was a bit curious about naturism and wanting to explore getting naked, what advice or guidance would you give them?
I would just say get out there and do it. Everyone keeps like a lot of people say like baby steps and things like that, but Yeah, I think just get, I mean, I've traveled with a few friends. I've taken a few friends who aren't nudists, but to nude beaches in Sydney before. And it's funny to watch their reaction because their first reaction is usually shock. They're like, oh my God, the beach is literally full of naked people. And you're like, well, yeah, it's a
It's an
nude beach.
ecstatic.
Yeah, exactly. And I told you, like, you knew where we're going. But it's also great to see their change in their mentality as well. Like when you bring someone down and they're a little nervous and they're all, like I said, they're a little shocked and they're wide-eyed. And then you get them to sit down and then, they might not comfortable taking the clothes off at first. And eventually something else comes off and something comes off. And then you go for a swim, come back, and then something else comes off. And just sort of watching them naturally progress and slowly feel comfortable with it. But I think that's it. You just gotta just get in there and do it. And if you have a friend, I think it's always easier with a friend sometimes, having some sort of like comfort, having that but I've taken both guy friends and female friends with me to the nude beach just for them to experience it and see what it's like. But yeah, get in there and do it, I say. You won't regret it. Like lying on a beach naked, going for a swim naked, even hiking to the beach naked, it's just such a freeing experience.
That brings us to the end of this episode. You can find me on Twitter at GTV London. Today's guest has been Damien from Bare Beach Boys. You can find him on Twitter at Bare Beach Boys. Stay naked, stay sexy, and we'll see you next time. Bye.